welcome to this week's episode of The Unconventional Gal, Forging Your Own Path, with me, your host. And I am joined this week by my friend Carly, who has a horror podcast. That is a hard word to say. Horror.
It is.
This is Carly. Her podcast is called Final Girls Horror Cast. I said that right?
Nailed it.
Horror. It's like rural juror. Rural horror. Gosh. So I'm having Carly on this week because it's getting close to Halloween.
Spooky season.
And I know Carly not only loves horror movies, but she also loves Halloween, as do I, although Christmas is far superior. But I thought that there was no better person to come on and chat with me about spooky stuff than someone that has a horror podcast. This is the worst word ever. I need to figure out what's another word for that.
It's so funny because I've said this to my dad before. He was like, oh, you know, when he asks about my podcast, and I'm like, horror cast. And he's like, the what?
Whore.
And he's talking about slutty women too. Yeah. So he's like, what are you saying? And I'm like, horror cast. Uh-huh. And he's like, oh, horror.
Oh,
because he's got that, like, East Coast accent.
Yeah, but I think with that accent, it's easier to say. Horror is easier to say than horror.
Yeah.
Because it's an ah followed by a O.
Exactly.
Dad's got it right.
He does. He's got it all figured out.
So Carly is a good friend of mine, started as a client, and she told me one day she had a podcast, so I started listening to it, and it's very interesting. And if you guys are interested in horror, you should definitely listen to it. She hosts it with her friend Amy, and they talk all about scary movies.
There we go.
There it is.
We got it.
And you talk about movies from old to new. You talk about trailers when new movie trailers come out. Oh, I have to ask you, this wasn't in my notes, but James wanted to know because if you guys don't know, I'm not sure if I've said this in my podcast. James just got hired earlier this year. He now edits movie trailers for NBC Universal, and he did the Exorcist trailers. Have you seen them?
Yes, I have.
How do you feel?
Sounds amazing, yeah. By the way.
It doesn't sound amazing when it's like 2 a.m. and you're in your living room and you can hear like coming from the back room. It's terrible. But yeah.
No, looks good. I'm excited for it.
Good.
Is that this month or next month?
So they actually bumped it up. So it's coming out sooner because of Taylor Swift.
Which, let's be real, Exor Swift would have been a really good part too.
I know.
I'm upset, but I guess it could still happen.
So a friend of ours, we actually went out with her last night, Jill. She was at our housewarming. I'm not sure if you met her, but she's a makeup artist.
Yeah.
She did the makeup on The Exorcist. She was the one that told us that the release date had been bumped up. I think it's October 10th. Which I think might be after this podcast comes out. I'm not sure when I have a schedule, but it's in there somewhere. She actually said that she thinks the trailer makes the movie look better than she thinks it's actually going to be.
That's not uncommon.
No, that's how they get you.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a good trailer editor. So that wasn't even in my list of questions, but that was just out of my own curiosity. Oh, also, I know James had a question, and I think he's asked you this before. Have you seen Demon Wind?
I haven't. It's funny because I remember when we all hung out the night that we went to the
Barson.
Yes.
And the horror museum.
Yes.
The
torture museum in Hollywood. I had it on my watch list. I added it to my watch list on Letterboxd. And I was scrolling through my watch list the other day and I was like, oh, I need
you
to
never
watch
watched
this.
It. What a jerk.
Yeah. So it's on my list. It's definitely going to be one of my 31 days of horror.
Oh, good.
Yeah, for
good.
October. So
he's like insistent. He's like, she cannot have a horror podcast. She has never seen that movie. He actually asked me again last night. I'm like, okay, James, I'll ask her. But I did look up pictures from it just to see, because it's obviously like an 80s. And it like the, because he was like, that movie scared the shit out of me more than anything ever. He was also like 6.
Yeah.
But the demons are pretty scary.
No, I'm really excited to watch it. It's definitely going to be one of my first of the month. And I will text you immediately when
you
I watch
also
it.
Have to send me when that podcast, if you talk about it in your podcast, you have to send it to me so I can have him listen to it, because it will like
will
make
do.
His day to have that. Because he's like, nobody's ever heard of it. Nobody's ever seen it. Apparently,
that's actually a great idea. Because we do a listener request month in, I think, November. Mm-hmm. So I'll just throw that on the list in James's honor.
Gives you something new to talk
about. Exactly.
It must be hard. Do you run out of movies?
No, because there's always a rotation of movies that are streaming. That's the only criteria for our podcast. It has to be streaming.
To have it available.
Yeah. So obviously there's movies coming out every year.
Yeah.
And then there's also just movies going in and out of circulation on streaming. So there's always something to watch.
Yeah. I saw Hocus Pocus is on Hulu now. They told me that yesterday.
So good.
Not a horror movie, but...
delightful.
Spooky.
Exactly.
Okay. So I find this when I'm with you, because for some reason I have this thing with my friends where I love to tell people what my friends do when I'm with them. I'm like, this is my friend Amanda. She works for Under Armour. This is my this is my husband James. He works for Universal. Whenever I introduce you to people, I'm like, this is Carly. She has a horror podcast. Yeah. But I'm sure you get like, I feel like for me with the pinup stuff, there's always those questions that like grate on my nerves. And I'm like, oh my God, if you ask me this one more time, do you have questions that you hate the most when people find out you have your podcast?
I really don't. People always ask like, what's your favorite? And I think that's the hardest one.
Yeah.
But yeah, there isn't anything really that you're I'm just nice. Like, I can't.
You're much nicer than me. Like, stop asking me questions. That's what I'm doing on the inside where I'm like, oh, I'm so glad you asked like, me that question. okay, so let's start at the beginning of young, spooky Carly. The funny thing is, if you guys see Carly in person, she's like the sunniest. She's blonde and she's smiley and she wears like bright colors you would never expect. What does Amy look like? I've never seen what she looks like.
I don't know how to describe it.
Does
Amy.
She like look spooky?
She's, yeah. She has a spooky vibe.
Oh, okay. So she's
more so
the
than
one
I
that,
do.
That
I
carries
guess.
The vibe. You just have it on the inside.
Exactly. I hold it in my heart.
Dark on the inside. So, young, spooky Carly, what is your earliest horror movie memory?
Ooh, so my earliest, I've always loved Halloween in general, like just dressing up, not necessarily as like scary things, but I remember walking in on my mom watching the It miniseries when I was little.
Oh, that was so good.
And she was like, and I just remember Pennywise in the drain and being like, oh, what's this? And she's like, you got to get out of here. Like, this isn't appropriate. But I'd say when I really, like, really got into horror was when I moved to New York, I think I was like 12 or 13. And my girlfriend and I would go to Blockbuster Video.
My first job.
it's so good. And we would literally, she was like, I'd never seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre before. And she was like, you gotta. And so, should I have been watching it at that age? I don't know. But I did. And since that movie, I was just
it
kind of like
hooked. Your life.
Yeah. And so we would go to Blockbuster and start at A and just like rent all the movies.
Did you have Hollywood Video?
Yes.
So I always felt, because I worked at Blockbuster, and I always felt that Hollywood was better for like the cult classics. Like Hollywood always had like the John Waters movies and like the real culty horror movies. Mm-hmm. So I always felt like a traitor when I would go, because I'm like, Blockbuster kind of sucks, even though I worked there. And I would always rent like the good ones. And I think they actually had a section of like B-horror movies and
they
cult
totally
classics
and
all of that.
Do you remember Suncoast Video?
I do.
Yeah.
You just sparked a memory in me. But that was an actual, you
store.
Bought the movies there. Yeah,
yeah. They had a section for B horror that was really cheap, like $5 and under.
I remember.
Yeah. And so I remember we would go there and just buy movies that I feel like to this day I've never really seen again.
Yeah.
So I've seen a lot of just like really weird horror movies also that.
We have, so on my TV, I'm pointing right now. You guys can't see me pointing. We're in my living room. So if I like, get out of the main menu. Samsung just gives you like TV channels. Mm-hmm. I don't know where they come from. We don't pay for them, but it's stuck on like the horror movie channel. So every time I turn the TV on when it's not in, you know, Hulu or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like the worst, not even like good, like B movie, like not like the gory bad effects, but like the Lifetime movie of horror movie where it's like, this is like a student film.
Yes.
But sometimes I'm like, oh my God, that's like Christian Slater or like just like these random actors. I'm like, whoa. Or like Mr. Big from Sex and the City. I'm like, wow, people like they got to start in these really bad movies.
I remember also this is before when I lived in Chicago. Grew up in Chicago. And I remember always watching probably movies that I wasn't supposed to also like on HBO or something like that. Like Interview with the Vampire I thought was like completely fascinating. Mm-hmm. And I always watched, it was Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I think three or four. I think it was four. And Matthew McConaughey and Renee Zellweger were in it. And I was just, it was just always on. And so I would just like catch movies. And so I think that's kind of how I got into it.
And that's a super like B movie for both of them to be in.
I definitely haven't watched it since then.
I remember when it came out.
Yeah.
I remember being like, what is this?
What is this?
Because Renee Zellweger already kind of had a name, but he didn't. Mm-hmm. Like he was just like starting.
Yeah.
And I remember like, I think it was before Bridget Jones.
Oh, yeah.
But she had already been in something. Because I remember being like, why is she in this movie? This is really weird.
Yeah, no, it was definitely interesting. There's just so many movies like that that just kind of were always on for some reason.
Yeah, for sure. My earliest horror movie... So my mom was a teenager when she had me. And I was like the only kid in the family for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it was like, oh, she's one of us. So there was never any like restrictions. Like I was the house where my friends would come to watch The Simpsons.
Yes.
Because nobody was allowed to watch The Simpsons.
Totally.
So there was never any rules. So like if they were watching a horror movie, I was watching a horror movie.
Yeah.
And Freddy Krueger fucked me up.
You know, same. Especially I think it's the third one, Dream Warriors, where they're like in the psych thing. And there's like this very uncomfortable scene where he like has someone and he's doing like puppets with their face.
Oh, yeah.
And like even to this day, it makes me cringe.
Yeah. I remember, so I grew up on a houseboat and I would have nightmares that like the walkway to get to the houseboat would like the planks would come out and like his gloved hand would like be coming out to like get at you.
Yes.
Like, why didn't my parents, like, they messed me up. But that's like definitely my earliest of like, I was scared of that movie. So, kind of an obvious one, but what do you love about horror?
That's a great question. I feel like I, as a human, have anxiety. And
as most of us do.
Yes. And I've always liked like thrill rides and that adrenaline rush. And I feel like horror movies at the beginning when I would watch them, I would just love that like I'm scared but I'm safe kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm. Controlled fear.
Exactly. I'm like, ooh, I love being spooked, you know? And then as I kind of learned more about the genre and met people that were also interested in it, it just became just such a fun thing and that I connect with a lot of like really happy memories. I loved going to like Fright Fest at Six Flags when I was younger, and I still love doing stuff like that now. And so, yeah, I think it's just always been something that I've thought of as a really like fun time by myself, but also when I bring my friends into that world, it just brings me so much joy in a weird way.
That's the thing too, I think, about horror, like you were saying, that you can do it alone and with friends, is like the movie watching part of it. Mm-hmm. You can just do alone at home whenever you want.
Yeah.
But then it's like that genre specifically, I mean, there's like conventions like Monster Palooza, and it is like such a, it's bigger than just
a regular
cinematic experience.
Yeah.
I think that's, I was telling somebody this the other day, because I always get so much guff because I like Christmas is better than Halloween all the time. I mostly just do it because it pisses people off and I think it's funny. But for me, because I have a heart condition, I can't go to any of those. Like, I can't do like Universal Horror Nights or the Haunted Hayride. Like, anything with jump scares, I can't do. Mm-hmm. So, like, during Halloween, all my friends are doing all these fun activities and I'm like, well, see you guys later. Like, who wants to come carve pumpkins? Which is like fun. I like Halloween, but I think because I miss out on so much of that.
That makes sense.
But I think that's also why I love scary movies, like you were saying, because it still gets the heart racing a little. Mm-hmm. You still have that fear without like the dangerous stuff for me.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the feel good part of being scared. You get the little bit of the adrenaline.
No, totally. And I also just remembered too, when I was younger, I was obsessed with Are You Afraid of the Dark on Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah.
To the point where like the nights where Halloween and I think like it would fall on a Saturday or something, they would do four back-to-back episodes. And I would literally come home early from trick-or-treating so I could like I watch.
Catch my stories.
Exactly. I have to watch my spooky stories on SNCC.
I love that. That was me with, because I am a book nerd and I love reading. And I remember as a kid, like not only like Goosebumps, I was a little bit old for Goosebumps. Like those didn't come out until I was a little bit older. But R.L. Stein, like if you were a reader when you were young, like all R.L. Stein or Christopher Pike, like those horror, like teen horror books was like my gateway into like really appreciating just like horror as a genre. I love like vampires and scary, weird, murdery. Like I love it. I ask you what you love, and then I tell you what I love.
No, I love it. Tell me more. I know. Same, though. I loved R.L. Stein. I loved Goosebumps and reading Goosebumps, but then definitely graduated to, like, the more mature. Mm-hmm. I loved his, like, choose your own, or, yeah.
Did you choose your own adventure?
He did a choose your own adventure one that I thought was really interesting.
I used to love those kind of books.
They're so fun.
When I was young, the only choose your own adventure that you could find, like, in our school library were the ones from, like, the 70s.
Ooh.
Like, they were always, like, real, like, alien involved. Yeah. You know, it's, like, real sci-fi kind of weird. And the covers were always, like, a girl with a perfect coiffed bob. So you talked a little bit about discovering, like, the world of horror, and there's, like, subgenres and all that. So what is your favorite subgenre?
I love a good slasher.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
I mean, come on. They're so fun. But I also really like a lot of movies that have kind of come out recently with, like, there's the director Ari Aster who did, like, Hereditary mm-hmm. and Midsommar. That's more just, like, it's kind of their slow burns, but then mm-hmm. they have, like, these crazy payoffs, like, at the end. Yeah, exactly.
I hated that movie.
Everyone
loved it, and I was just like, it was too slow. So, where at the end, I was like, it wasn't enough.
Totally. No, I initially saw it, and I felt very much the same, because I think marketing has a lot to do with it. When it came out, it was marketed as, like, the scariest movie of all
that's
time.
That's exactly it. I was expecting something that it wasn't.
Yeah, I was expecting to be truly terrified, mm-hmm. and I wasn't. I was like, what is this? Mm-hmm. But then when I saw it again, knowing what I was getting into, I actually really liked it a lot more and can appreciate, like, the horror aspect of it a lot. Now I really like it.
See, that's the difference, too, between you and I, is that I don't often rewatch movies.
Yeah.
And you do a lot, because we've had this conversation with movies where I'm like, I didn't really like it, and you're like, I wasn't sure either, and then I watched it, like, 8 more times, and then it was great. I very rarely, unless it's like, I'll watch The Craft 8 million times,
yeah,
or Dumb and Dumber 8 million, like, it's a lot of the, like, movies from my youth,
yeah,
that I'll rewatch. But I have this feeling about movies, the same kind of feeling I have about books, is, like, I'll never be able to watch or read everything out there in an entire lifetime.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I can't waste my watches. And when there's, like, so many, especially, like, with all the reality TV shows that I have to watch.
I know, there's so many.
My time is limited.
No, I'm a huge, I love scary movies, but I love just movies in general. Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely get it from my dad. He took me to the movie theater. I was, like, his buddy. Like, he taught me how to movie hop. We would literally go see, like, three different movies at a time. We'd plan it, like, 12 o'clock is this movie, and then we sneak into this movie
at 2. Get your
snacks
in between.
Exactly.
Oh, I remember sneaking into movies.
Yeah, it was the
best. I still think about that. I'm like, man, let's sneak into movies, but now we have the AMC pass. I'm like, I don't have to, and then I get my
seat. So, yeah, I'm definitely a repeat watcher. Mm-hmm. Because I have to be in the mood for something, and especially doing a horror podcast where sometimes I'm just not in the
You're
mood
forced
for a movie
into watching,
but I have to watch it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm like, I feel like maybe upon a rewatch, this would, you know,
yeah,
tickle my fancy.
You definitely are more into, like, the, like, you know, all the directors, and you know, all, like, yes. I feel like whenever we talk, you're like, oh, I've learned so much. I didn't know who Mike Flanagan was. I knew I loved everything he made, but
yeah,
I had no idea what his name was.
Yeah.
She talks about,
I love
Flanagan. When I give her facials, I'm always like, ooh, did you see this? Or did you see that? And she's like, well, actually, that was directed by this guy that did this thing. And then I'm like, oh, that makes so much sense. Like, I get so much movie education from you. So I can definitely see that, like, you are. So I always joke, when I was in high school, my high school boyfriend was, like, very into film.
Yeah.
He wanted to be a director. We're still friends, and he's so jealous of James's job. He's like, that's the coolest job ever. But he was the first person I ever heard call movies films. He's like, no, that is a film. And I'm like, oh, I think Carly and Mike would get along.
Probably. What's up?
And he's not, like, a dickhead about it, but he's just very, like,
yeah,
very, like, he's a film person versus,
yeah,
like, a movie watcher.
Yeah,
totally.
No, totally.
I'm just like, oh, this movie looks like something that was made by this other guy that did this thing, and then I would never actually look and see.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a new Flanagan something show coming out.
I think there's a new show coming out.
I think it's in October.
Yes. I forget what it's called, though.
It was a book.
He does a lot of those.
A classic book.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it's called now.
But oh, my gosh. I know what you're talking about. Exactly. But I can't think of
it. It's like a 40s book or something.
Yeah.
And now I can't remember what. It's like something that you read in high school that's, like, kind of creepy. It's on the tip of my tongue.
We'll find it.
There's sirens, like, think fast. We're coming to get you. So you also go, talking about being a film person, you go to more like film, like premieres and showings and things like that than anybody I know. Like, yeah. She'll post in her stories, like, going to see a triple feature. I'm like, how do you stay awake? Like, I'm too old to do triple features.
My dad trained me well.
True. Training for the Olympics exactly. Of movie watching. But you go to a lot of them, especially being in LA, you go to a lot where there's panels, where it's like the actors and directors and stuff talking. Do you have a favorite one?
Yes. I probably have more than one favorite one. I went to, I think this was a couple years ago when The Lighthouse came out. American Cinematheque.
Is that the Robert Pattinson one?
Yeah.
The black and white one?
Yeah. Okay. They did a whole Willem Dafoe like thing, and he was there talking about like okay, all of his movies, and it was completely fascinating.
Is he just like crazy? Like just loony?
He is a treasure, man. Yeah. He is, just seems like the sweetest man.
Oh, I
and
love
like
it.
He genuinely like loves doing what he does.
He's so intense.
He really is, but like he was so delightful. It was kind of the opposite of what I thought, you know, he might be, because
you never know with those kind of actors.
Yeah.
They can be, when we did a thing with Gary Oldman, mm-hmm. and that, because he's such a character actor, that I was like, he's either going to be a terrible shithead or he's going to be like, and he was just like a sweet, shy little old man. Like you would never guess.
I love him.
Same. He's James amazing. And I, after that day, were like, oh, our best friend, Gary Oldman.
Yeah.
The one person I regret not taking a picture with, but we were working together, so it was like kind of not appropriate.
Yeah.
Damn it. Why?
No, I just, those are the people that I love. I also did one screening that was, it was a double feature with Baby Driver when that came out. And there was a Q&A afterwards where Edgar Wright, who directed Baby Driver, moderated. I'm forgetting the director's name, but he directed this movie called Driver.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Baby Driver did, I'm thinking Drive.
Yeah, different. Baby Driver is the one with...
No, when you said Driver, I was thinking of Drive.
Oh, yeah, no.
Baby Driver was great with
Ansel
Elgort, whatever his name is.
Yeah, you nailed
his
it.
His poor parents. Or his shithead parents giving that poor kid. Is that his name? Did I say it right?
Wow. Ansel Elgort. I can't
Look
even say
me.
It. I'm tripping over the words. But he's one of those guys that, like, loves movies. And so he was just so into talking to this other director about... Those are the ones that I really, really like. Because I just love hearing... the inspiration by these things, but also just listening to people who love movies talk about movies is just so fascinating to me.
He's pretty.
Yeah.
He's very young. Like, I'm not attracted to him, but when you look at him, I'm like, wow, he'd make a really good drag queen.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually pretty.
Oh, I can see that.
Like, because his lips and like, every time I see him, I'm like, gosh, he's so pretty.
I could definitely see that.
I'll say that sometimes and James will be like, excuse me. I'm like, no, I'm not saying like, I mean like pretty is like a feminine, like you make
Throw
a pretty drag queen.
On that gent. He's beautiful.
Totally. Maybe his next movie. Never know. All right. Question of the day. What really scares you? Movie wise or life?
Okay. Okay. So like something silly would be like spiders.
Same.
Spiders scare the crap out of me.
Yeah, same.
But I'm very – it's not like arachnophobia because it's not – not that it's not all spiders, but I think that also includes,
I'm
like...
I'm picky with which scare me. Like, a daddy long leg, I'm like, let him live. He's cool. You can have the corner up there. Yeah. I name him. And
but it's, like, the pointy ones with, like, the big butts. I can't.
Like, black widows or tarantulas. Get out of here.
I would never want to see... But, like, jumping spiders don't bother me.
Are those the little ones with all the little eyes?
Yeah.
They look like little furry...
They're cute.
They kind of are.
Yeah.
I think if I saw one... in the wild, I wouldn't want to be its friend. But when I see if I see a picture of like a big scary spider, I'm like, nope, I don't want to look at that picture. But when you see the little jumping spiders, I'm like,
they're so adorable. I had one that was like living in my window, but I think there was like a little hole where it like went in and out. But sometimes I'd be like, I'm gonna let a fly in and like, you know,
feed him
exactly. Let
your
him
little
do his
pet
thing.
Spider.
I was like, he's fine.
Yeah, I'm with you on spiders. You know, spiders were always my number one bug fear because growing up in the Northwest, we just have a lot of bugs. It's dark and it's damp and whatever.
Yeah.
We did not have cockroaches. I did not see a cockroach in my life until I moved here. And now that has topped my bug fear list. My ears ring.
Ooh.
Like, it's like a visceral physical reaction.
They're so fast. And I think that's the reason why the spiders kind of freak me out,
yeah,
too, is the ones
quick.
That are like really fast.
The thing that I think that also cockroaches versus spider is like, there's not really a spider that would freak me out to smash because you, it's like one smash and they're done.
Yeah.
Cockroaches, one, they're huge. So you feel it when you smash them. You're like crunching like a rodent.
Yeah.
And then they keep going. And then they keep going. And they're like, they have one leg and they're like spinning in circles, like trying to get away.
I can't.
Spiders are not that resilient.
No.
Like you crush their little leg. Oh, this is terrible. I'm a murderer.
This is awful. Because I don't want to touch anything, but I'll like bring out the hairspray or like the aerosol.
I made a post. So I have a what's the new one? Threads?
Yes.
Yeah. So, and I've been like, I'm going to be funny. So I just like post quips and my daily thoughts. I made one the other day that said there's not a girl alive that doesn't think that anything you spray on a bug will kill them.
It's true.
Like, we're like Windex, hairspray. I'm like, hairspray.
Grab the hairspray. Yeah. It can't move. Totally. This is extra holes.
It's going to freeze.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, I don't think that that is a silly fear. I think there's a lot of people afraid of spiders.
They terrify me. I don't want – yeah. No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Horror movie-wise, the thing – because I like – I love horror movies that's like, okay, that's scary but could never – would never happen probably. Mm-hmm. But like home invasion movies, really scary.
Oh,
like
the strangers. Yeah.
Yeah,
that the idea of that scares me, especially like – we have our bedroom's in the second story and we have a sliding glass door.
Yeah.
And like the last couple nights, our power's gone out in the middle of the night. And so like, it, you know, it's warm right now and with no fans and no AC, I'm like, we need to sleep with the windows and the door open. Or we're going to die.
Yeah.
And just in the back of my head, it's like, what if someone comes in?
Exactly. I also watch a lot of true crime documentaries.
Uh-huh, that's what so I don't do because I can't.
I love them. I don't know why. I think it's because it's like I'll learn from your mistakes. You know what I mean?
I won't die as you died. Exactly. I won't run up the stairs when you come into my house.
Exactly.
Although our house has like 8 exits upstairs because we have sliding glass doors.
Yeah.
So if I ran upstairs, I would be smart. I wouldn't be Drew Barrymoring myself.
No, you'd be like, you have also like a lot of places to hide. There's a lot of, you know, you're good. Yeah. You're good.
Especially now with all the walls ripped apart. I can just go inside the walls.
They'll never
the
know.
People under the stairs. That's actually one of my favorites. I forget about that one. Good. It's so good.
It's so good.
So creepy with the zippy mask and the sister and brother.
Yes. The very pale makeup.
And what was the guy with his tongue cut out? What was his name? Lurch? No, not Lurch.
Mm-mm.
Roach.
Mm-hmm. Roach? It was Roach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I loved that movie. So I used to watch that like every day after school in high school. The ones that scare me, so like, yes to the home invasions type or like the Purge, where it's like seeing the worst in people.
Yeah.
I think that more just kind of like gets under my skin. But the ones that like I can't sleep are like ghosty or possession, like The Ring.
It's
or
so
The Grudge, the first one.
Yeah.
Like those kinds or like haunting or exorcism poltergeisty stuff. Like if it involves spirits and ghosts.
Yeah.
Which
you're
is funny.
Nightmares.
Well, that's the funny thing is I'm atheist and I don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
So like you were saying, it's like the stuff that like could happen in real life that scares you the most. I don't think that could happen in real life. It still scares me.
I get it. Ghosts are scary.
Yeah.
I believe in ghosts. I totally do.
So my next... I think it's my next podcast coming out I did with Amanda.
Yeah.
And she came and we talked about ghosts because she's very into like she likes to ghost hunt and I always think it's funny.
Believe Amanda and I've never talked about this
before. I know. And the funny thing too is we talked about it a little bit in that one is that Ray, the original owner of this house, he actually died in our living room.
Oh, crazy.
Not our living room. That's this room. In our dining room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jan just found him. Croaked.
That's
heart
wild.
Attack. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So when we were doing our podcast, she was sitting where you are, but it was nighttime and she was facing... So for those of you listening, I have a big living room, and if you're sitting facing me, you're facing the back of our house, and there's kind of two door openings, and when you look back there, everything's dark.
Yeah.
And so she was like halfway through the podcast, she's like, can you turn some lights on back there? It's like freaking me out. I'm like, that's fine, because I just don't get scared.
Yeah.
I just don't have that. But if I watch a ghosty, scary movie, and then like, so Poltergeist 3.
Yeah.
In the high rise with the mirrors and the old creepy man. I still sometimes, like, I'll go to flush the toilet and I'll, like, run past the mirror. So I'm like, what if he sees me? What if he gets me?
There?
Yeah.
The first Poltergeist, I always think about the pool, like, at night, like, night swimming,
ooh,
the pool scene
with
all
the mud.
Skeletons and, like.
I just saw that at the Hollywood Forever ceremony, cemetery last weekend.
It's so good.
Our stairwell. Everyone's like, it looks like the stairwell in Poltergeist because we have the light too that they have.
Yeah.
Where like all the spirits are coming down the stairs.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Did you guys have fun?
It was so good. It's been so long since I've seen that one that there was so much of it that I forgot. It's so good. There's definitely some cheesy, like of the stuff moving around and that kind of thing. But yeah, when she goes in that muddy pool and all the skeletons
are like popping up and
so, and she's trying to claw her way out and I'm like, you know, they're grabbing at her legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super. Yeah. Gross. Okay, so I talked about Poltergeist 3 was one of the ones that really scared me. Have you seen Hello, Mary Lou, Prom Night 2?
Absolutely. I love that movie.
That one, James and I were talking the other day. We were talking about Demon Wind, and he was like, that was the one that really scared me. And I was talking about Poltergeist, and then it was like the Suncoast video. I just had this, like, memory flashback. I remember the movie cover, the VHS cover, and it was, like, her, like, in a grave with her arms crossed, and she was all dressed up, but, like, half of her face was burned. And I remember as a kid, I'm like, that was so scary. Like, I would have to, like, flip the cover over and not see it. That movie really scared me. And then I looked up the pictures from it, and I looked at the cover, and I'm like, it's not that scary.
It's like, cheesy. I feel like it's, like, comedy horror more than just, like, straight horror.
I don't know why it scared me so much, especially being, like...
It's a lot.
But I watched a lot of scary movies as a kid, and something about... And I think she also had, like, a voice.
Yes.
Like, they did something weird to her voice. Yeah. And I think that's what really got me.
It's, I love doing that. Like, when I was younger, I watched The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
What's that?
It's a movie that's based off of a killer in Texas, based on a true story, where, like, there it was, like, I don't know if, I don't remember 100% if it was, like, home invasion, but he would, like, kind of, like, creep up on, like, couples and, like, murder them and stuff like that. But he wore a burlap sack, and you could only see, like, his blue eyes out of it. And I remember my girlfriend and I watched that when we were, like, probably like 13, and it just scaring us so bad. And then I revisited it, and there's just, granted, there are some scenes that are really creepy and scary,
but not how you remembered it.
Not at all. And then there's, like, some scenes with, like, the police that were just straight comedy, and I was like, am I just, did I disassociate?
Your brain just picked, like, out certain things.
Yeah.
So that's funny too that it's called, what is it called?
The Town That Dreaded Sundown.
So do you know what a sundown town is?
Is it, well, tell me.
So I didn't know this. I did a tour stop in Oklahoma years ago, and they were she was talking about, oh, that used to be a sundown town. I'm like, what is that? Because I grew up in the Northwest. The South is very different.
Yeah.
It was very different. Apparently sundown towns were, if you were a person of color, if you were out after sundown, they could legally lynch you.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. So that as the name of a horror movie is like.
Yeah, but not so.
But it wasn't really. I'm just saying if I were a person of color that knew that story and saw that title, and I'd be I'm never watching that movie.
That's terrifying. Yeah. I did not know that. I kind of just associated that a sundown town would be like.
Like the purge, like after dark, things are going to be like scary and you're going
like
to get murdered.
Or like people were scared. What is, like a curfew, like they had a curfew after a certain amount of time because that's when this person would attack.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of, that is not the,
as soon as you said it, I was like, oh, that's a terrible scary movie. But if it had nothing to do with that.
No, it was just this guy would come out after dark.
With a burlap. And do the murder. That would be terrible on your face. I feel like if I were a murderer, I would not want, I want like a satin pillowcase.
100%. Well, also like. There was only eye holes. So like,
how is
what
he
if
breathing?
You're, yeah, what if you're...
It's all musty in there and it's like scratching your face
with your
musty breath.
Yeah, gross.
Hope he chewed gum inside of there. Another one that really scared me. I saw this when I was older. I think it came out in my early 20s. I think we've talked about this one before. The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yes.
Which was based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the name of the gal?
That was in it, or
no? That it was based on.
No, I just would assume it was Emily Rose.
It wasn't. They created a whole new name, so it was like it was one of those movies like based on a true story, but they like kind of so the original Emily Rose.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the '40s, and they didn't base that movie in the '40s.
Oh no, I didn't realize that.
Or it's like the '30s or the '40s, but you can see like there's the pictures online of like what she looked like when she was supposedly like super possessed.
That's
and
so crazy.
And there's like the have you heard the audio recordings?
Yes, I have heard those.
So creepy.
They're so scary. I think that is just so interesting. It's like the Conjuring films, the mm-hmm. second one in particular, when you look at like what they recreated mm-hmm. versus
yeah,
the
I love that. And they show the pictures at the end, don't yeah. they? Of like the original.
It's
I just got goosebumps. That's yeah. weird.
It's so crazy.
That's I love those. Like I love like the Conjuring or Exorcism of Emily Rose. Mm-hmm. Like those are the movies, especially it's a little bit kind of gimmicky now, but like the weird like contortions yeah. or like some of the movies where like the monster will be coming at you where it's like a jumpy frame.
Yeah.
Like I think The Grudge was one of the first movies to kind of do that. Yeah. And I remember seeing it for the first time being like, what am I watching? It's yeah. like the spider walk in Exorcism.
Totally.
Where she's walking down the stairs backwards.
Yeah. Or I'm thinking of Zelda from Pet Sematary. Did you ever see that? There's, so Zelda's like was the mom's sister, and they actually had a man play Zelda because he was really good at like contorting his body into weird things. Oh. She was supposed to have like some sort of spinal deformity that made her really scary oh. to her like sister as a child.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. My memory's being sparked a little yeah. bit. You know, what's fucked up is like, how many movies over the years have portrayed people with disabilities as yes. like the scary monster?
So messed
it's
up.
It's so bad.
Yeah. yeah.
It's so bad. So I realized as I was editing this podcast that it is way too long and much longer than my normal podcast. So I'm going to split this particular podcast into two parts. So if you would like to hear the rest of our horror movie podcast, please listen in 2 weeks when we continue talking about Carly's opinion on horror movies. And then we also take some of your very juicy questions in related to horror movies as well. So until then, don't be an asshole. And until next time, here's me waving like a maniac. Bye, guys.